Let's talk about work and life and everything in between. Welcome to the new season of Bench Talk Podcast. I am your host and coach, Jackie Mitchell from Jackie Mitchell Career Consulting. Here on Bench Talk, you'll be part of the conversation with women just like us who are all about living big, living bold, taking strategic and big action, and being successful. I am so happy to be back. It is March 2021, and it is actually the first day of March, which signifies many things for me. One of them being this is National Women's History Month. And so yay women, yay to us. Happy month, happy Women's Month, right? We should be celebrating ourselves every day. I celebrate myself every day. Sometimes it's a little difficult, but truth be told, I do. So this episode of Bench Talk has been brewing in my mind for some time, and it's quite apropos that I am sitting here and recording, and it is March 1st. So by the time this is released, it will be in March, but I, for full transparency, it is March 1st. And another significant day for me, March 1st, this time last year, I made a decision to get healthy, healthier, I should say. I always knew and know how to lose weight, and I don't want to make this about losing weight or anything like that, but it's more about strength, physically, mentally, spiritually. But I made a decision to stop going at it alone and stop doing fad diets and stop doing, you know, the quick fix that never really yielded long-term results and the success that I needed and wanted. And so I reached out to a young woman who was a trainer and basically told her, I want to do something different. I want success in this area and I know I need help and I'm committed to giving this 100%. And so here we are a year later. And honestly, it took me maybe up until maybe a few months ago for me personally to see the results. That's because in my head and the eyes that I see through, I see something totally different than what other people see. I'm used to dropping weight extremely quickly and very noticeably. That's not healthy. At least it's not healthy for me. So I've not lost a ton of weight. What I have gained is muscle. What I have done is sculpted my body in such a way that I did not even know was possible, all because I sought out help from a professional who could, who worked with me, supported me, coached me on, you know, doing the right things and keeping me accountable for when I didn't want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and go to the beach and work out in the sand. Woe is me on Fort Lauderdale Beach and the beautiful weather we have, right? But, you know, we kept through it, kept with it. And it wasn't until the other day when I tried on a pair of jeans that amazingly, I had bought these jeans years ago, never wore them. They just didn't fit right. I always would have to wear a really baggy shirt, large shirt with these jeans. Something said, go try the jeans on. And I tried them on and I was blown away. And again, the scale did not move. It's just in how my body has changed and accommodated what I've done in sculpting. And it wasn't even a matter of losing weight. It's sculpting and getting healthier and stronger, somewhat eating the right foods. I still love cake. So March 1st is a big deal for me because I never thought that I would be here. I never thought that I would be here in the capacity that I am in my skin and very comfortable in my skin and celebrating my body and being healthy in my body It's amazing. And how I feel so much stronger mentally, physically. It's amazing. And that's something that I chose to do for myself. So that was just a little story I wanted to give about the importance of this day for me, March 1st, and it being a women's History Month. Let's celebrate ourselves, right? Of course, celebrate all of the accomplishments of the women that came before us and the women that will be coming after us, right? Our daughters, right? So wanted to really come in and talk about the main topic. Very interesting. The main topic today came out of frustration. A lot of what I do comes out of frustration. For those who don't know me, a lot of my success comes from being frustrated with something. That may not be the best way to have motivation or inspiration to move forward. But for me, when I get frustrated, watch out. When I get frustrated with something isn't working. I'm going to do something else, you know, or something just doesn't seem right. I'm going to fix it. Or something, you know, somebody is doing this thing. What do I need to do for me to now be in a different place or a better mindset? Something. We'll always do something out of frustration for me. I don't sit and stay frustrated. I give myself a little bit of time, and it depends on the frustration, honestly. But I give myself a little bit of time and then I move. I know I will move. I know I will take action. I know for a fact I will take action. Frustration for me is temporary, and frustration for me is a springboard. That is just how I operate. Not everyone is that way. And some may say that's not healthy. Why do you have to get to that point before? For me, I have to feel it. Like I have to feel that frustration first before. And that's not, honestly, let me take that back. That's not with everything. It's with a lot of things, right? Not absolutely with everything. It really depends on the situation and how dire it is, right? But a lot of times, you know, really good things come out of frustration or for the need of something better. So very interestingly enough, the past few weeks, I have been stumbling across, and nothing is by accident, somehow it has been coming into my purview or in my realm of things that I'm reading, things that get in my inbox, whatever, in my feeds, on my social media platforms that I'm on. This whole notion of toxic work environments. And I've actually have done a podcast with a young lady a few months ago about surviving toxic work environments. I also did a blog post a few months back on surviving a toxic work environment. Matter of fact, my blog post, Insights of Success, was October 25th of last year. Surviving Toxic Work Environments. And I think the title is just a misnomer. But let me quickly go back to what has been frustrating for me. And everything that I've read, outside of what I've written or what I've spoken on, everything that I have read about surviving toxic work environments has been geared towards women. And it really is giving tips and tricks on how to survive in a toxic work environment. That aggravates me to no end. Because in my mind, I equate that to, would you tell your best friend, your sister, your mother, hey, I'm going to give you tips on how to survive a toxic relationship? Would you do that? Now, I guess some of you may be saying, oh, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Toxic relationships are more detrimental. It could be physical. It could be this. It, you know, you can't compare the same thing. Why not? Toxic is toxic. A work environment Typically, we're working 8 hours a day. Typically, some people are working longer. And to be in that type of environment, day to day, typically 5 days a week, most of your time, about 160 hours out of the month of a regular work week, 160 hours for the month, you're in a toxic environment. What do you think that does to your mentality? What do you think that does to your confidence? What do you think that does to your soul? Do you believe being in that environment and having to deal with that environment does not impact any other area of your life? Let's be raw and honest and true. Yes, it does. You would be in the minority if you said, no, it doesn't, because I can compartmentalize. Just the simple fact that you're compartmentalizing it, it's impacting you, right? I've been in toxic work environments. The way I've handled it is probably different than a lot of people. But do we need to keep having this, pushing this narrative down women's throats that we should, you know, here's how you cope with it. Here's how you cope with it. You don't hear people saying, here's how you cope with a bad relationship. No, you don't. You don't cope with it. Even in the blog post that I wrote, Surviving a Toxic Work Environment, I even wrote in there that the title is misleading because it should say, don't. You don't need to cope with it. You don't need to. I even said, you know, something to the effect of me not giving tips or reasons why or how to identify. If you feel like you're in a toxic work environment, then you're in a toxic work environment. Your feelings are neither right nor wrong. They're real to you. And no one can tell you, oh, you're wrong. No one is feeling what you feel. So if it's toxic for you, then it's toxic. Nobody can take that away from you. At the same time, no one should be telling you how to survive that. Why would you want to? Why would you want to day in and day out continue to battle internally and externally as you're doing a job? You lose motivation, you lose inspiration, you don't show up as your best self. Typically, you're not getting promotions. Typically, you're not getting raises. Or if you get a promotion, there's no raise money tied to it. I'm all about my money. I'm all about us being very successful. You will never hear me say, oh, no, don't do this instead. No, get your money. So if your promotions are coming without salary increases, there's a problem right there. But I digress. That's a different topic that we will definitely address. But let me refocus and get back to toxic work environments. It is impacting you in ways that you probably don't even realize. More so than you not feeling, you know, getting sick on a Sunday because you're dreading Monday morning. Or Monday morning comes and you're like, damn. Or you're logging into the computer and you're just like, oh my God, you know, or you're in a meeting, video is off and you're rolling your eyes when you hear a particular person speak. Why do you need to stay in that environment? Or you're in meetings and your voice is not being heard. You're not being taken seriously. People are speaking down to you. People are ignoring you. Those are overt things. Let's talk about some of the passive-aggressive behaviors. I've been privy to them. I've had them happen towards me. And it's not a good feeling, right? So we want to start to think about how we really feel. And if this is you, take stock in how you feel and how you want to feel. Does it make sense that I'm still in this position? Because let me tell you something, you don't have to be. And no, I'm not saying pick up and go tomorrow. Position yourself in such a way where you will be able to now move elsewhere. Go where you're wanted. Go where you're wanted. Go where you will thrive. Go where they will celebrate you. To me, it's just like a relationship. When you go into these interviews, it's a first date. You're scoping them out. Actually, it's more than the first date. It's a little bit farther, a little bit further beyond that, because you really want to know a lot about who you're working with, who you're working for. What's their angle? What are their needs? How do they deal with conflict? How do they deal with people in general? You want to look at their body language. You want to listen to the things that they don't say. What is their energy? You're interviewing that manager. Is this someone I can work with? You're not working for, because once you start working for someone, it's a wrap. Is this someone I want to work with? Will my growth be nurtured here? And you can find a lot of that out in an interview and with talking with other people. And you also have every right in the world to give that company a 90-day probation. People will not tell you this because they typically put you on a 90-day probation or whatever they call it. If they still do it these days, but they kind of still do under curtains, right? You're giving them the 90 days. You're feeling them out. You can still very well continue interviewing within your first 3 months. Absolutely. Absolutely. People will tell you not to. Or if you've already taken a position, you still have other interviews, go on those other interviews. Absolutely. Do not shut the door because you never know. You never know. You want to make the right decision for you. So kind of bringing it back a little bit to toxic work environments and all of these things out there on social media, all of these articles, coping with toxic work environments. Just read some of the things that they have out there. A lot of it is geared towards women. A lot of it is bullshit. A lot of it is, you know, try to make yourself better. Try to do this with yourself. I call bullshit. No, you don't have to put up with it. Now, what I will tell you, look at what you're doing. How are you contributing to it? Not you contributing to it being aggressive or nasty, but what are you allowing? Your contributions are, what are you allowing? Where are your boundaries? Because a lot of this can be tied right back to not having boundaries. And I talk about boundaries all the time. A lot of issues my clients come to me with goes right back to, the root cause goes right back to boundaries, not having boundaries, not setting boundaries, and not even knowing what their boundaries are or what their boundaries should be, or not even knowing consequences of people, you know, what their consequences should be when people cross those boundaries. When people cross your boundary, there's a problem. If you don't have a boundary, there's a problem, because now people will treat you any kind of way. They will talk to you in any way they feel they can, because you've not set a boundary and you've not communicated that boundary. So how do we cope? We don't cope. We start to look at ourselves. Did I set boundaries? Is it too late for me to set boundaries? Absolutely not. You can set a boundary at any time and then move on, right? So I want you to take a look at what it is that you're doing. If this is you, if you are in a toxic work environment, take a step back. What is it that I have done or not done that allows these people to feel like they can talk to me in a certain way, behave in a certain way, or treat me in a certain way? Now, there's another part of it. If it's not directed towards you, but it's around you, that energy around you, you're in an environment where people are afraid to speak. People are afraid to speak up. You have a manager or a boss, I would say, who's just, you know, very aggressive. and barking at everyone, and people are afraid of that person, but you may seem to have a fairly decent relationship with them, is that someone you would even want to be around? Is that an environment you want to be in? It's like working in a burning building, but you're in a fireproof closet. How much growth can you even really have in that? Think about it. Think about it. So the next time you read one of these articles and you're Googling how to survive a toxic environment, I want you to stop and say, I don't need to survive a toxic environment. I need to look out for me. I need to do what's best for me. But the first thing that I'm going to do is look at if I've set boundaries. Have I set boundaries? Have they crossed those boundaries? Have I communicated those boundaries? And have I communicated the consequences of crossing these boundaries? If you don't have boundaries, the first thing you need to do is get a piece of paper and write down your values. I didn't say boundaries, write down your values. Look at the company. Does it align with your values? Okay, next step. Now let's write down boundaries. What will you accept? What will I not accept? Here are the things I will accept. Here are the things I will not accept. This is what's going to happen if these boundaries are crossed. And one of the things that should be on your list, I would recommend that's on your list, is that I will no longer be in this environment. And so now what does that mean? Prepare yourself to move into another environment. Prepare yourself. So that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a very short tunnel, because you want to now start preparations to get into an environment that is conducive to your health, mental health, and growth. You do not have to stick in an environment and say, oh, well, nothing is out there. I'm not. How do you know that? We are in the middle of a pandemic. People are getting jobs left and right. You're hearing a lot in the news about what's not working. I'm seeing a lot of what is working. And what's working is people positioning themselves and preparing themselves for their next opportunity. So if this is you, if you are in a toxic work environment, I challenge you to ask yourself why. A lot of times it's because of fear. It's because we're watching so much news, or we're watching people get laid off, or this friend is telling us this thing, or that friend is telling us this thing, or I'm just so fearful, or my partner isn't working and both of us can't be out of a job. I'm not saying up and quit. What I'm saying is to prepare yourself. Put a plan in place on how you will now move from one position in this toxic work environment to another position in a place where it's not toxic. And I'm going to give you this caveat. Not everywhere is peaches and cream. We know that. But everywhere is not toxic. You'll come across certain situations and people and personalities. You know, you just have to learn how to deal with certain things, but not toxic. Frame it like a relationship. And I'm speaking to women. Frame it like a relationship. Your partner is not perfect, right? But is your partner toxic? That's a whole conversation, right? Is your partner toxic? Can you deal with that? Should you deal with that? Are you dealing with that? A partner that is not perfect, but you can still have a great relationship with them. A company that is not perfect, but you can still have a great professional relationship with them. A manager who is not perfect, but you can still have a great relationship with them. Can you have a great relationship in a toxic environment with a toxic person? So that's a question I want you to ask yourself the next time you sit down and Google how to survive a toxic work environment. I'm asking you, why do you want to survive in a toxic work environment? We need to change the story. We need to change the narrative. We need to not push down our women's throat that they need to survive and put up with and cope with things that are not good for them, things that are not healthy for them, things that do not bring out the best in them. Put up and shut up has historically been the narrative for women. We need to change that. We need to change that in all areas of our lives. In every area of our life, we need to change that. And shame on you if you're telling your sister, put up with it. Cope with it. Here's how to survive. Here's an article, how to survive. Here's a podcast on how to survive. Don't. My recommendation, my suggestion, my strong suggestion is don't. I am so passionate about helping women be the best that they can be for them, for themselves. I am so passionate about helping women succeed and move to that next level. It may not be the next level in your career, but the next level for you, your next level of greatness. What does that look like for you? That doesn't look like you coping. That doesn't look like you putting up with. You shouldn't have to. Don't. My recommendation is don't. My suggestion is don't. But what you have to do, take a step back, look at yourself. What are you doing? What are you not doing? Where are your boundaries? We need boundaries in place. And then we can take the next logical step. So I know that was a lot. It was a lot. And I don't want to just leave you hanging because I know what I said was to set yourself up for your next opportunity. And a lot of you don't know what that looks like or how to do that. What, you know, where to even begin. So my goal and the goal for Jackie Mitchell Career Consulting has always been to help women succeed. That is my number one goal. And this year, I am committed to helping over 100 women to succeed in our C-Suite Success Society. It helps you to prepare and to stay marketable. And what we do in C-Suite is we help you along your journey. And we've identified three journeys, and they're fully packed journeys, right? So there's one journey of searching for a career opportunity. There's another journey of looking for promotions or setting yourself up for promotions. And then there's the third journey of what I call the first 90 days. And that could be the first 90 days in any position or a new responsibility or a new project that you've taken on. And so with all of these journeys, they all set you up and build on each other, and you can go back to them at any time in your career, at any point in your career. So for instance, seeking new career opportunities. In that journey, we help you with your resume. We help you build a strong resume. Not only a resume that stands out, but a resume that catches the eye of hiring managers of your ideal companies. And so we show you how to do that. I don't tell you, I'm literally showing you how to do that. And what I'm doing with that is I walk through step by step what I teach my one-on-one clients. Exactly what they learn, you're getting this in video. So we're going through that. We're going through how to interview. That is one of the keys. More than just having a resume, you have to know how to interview. Again, setting yourself up for your next opportunity. All of this is preparation. So within C-Suite, that's what we're doing. We're preparing you, and we're helping you to be successful and helping you to maintain your success. So in all that we talked about today regarding not being in a toxic environment, I don't recommend just up and leaving. It just really depends on you and the situation. But you want to position yourself for success. So I'm inviting you to become a founding member of C-Suite Success Society, where we are helping you and mentoring you. So there is the aspect of mentorship, of community. So what we're doing in there, you get access, lifetime access to all of the videos, all of the trainings, all of the new trainings that will be coming out on helping you to maintain success, helping you to put that first foot forward. We show you the first step to take and then the next step to take. So I'm walking you through step by step So when I say prepare yourself for your next opportunity and own your career, these are the things I'm talking about. And I'm not just talking to be talking. I'm literally showing you how to do that. So when I say you don't need to cope, really don't need to cope with a toxic environment, I'm here to mentor you. I'm here to help show you how to make sure that you're not stuck in an environment that you don't want to be in. You don't have to. So let me welcome you into C-Suite. More information on C-Suite and how I can help mentor you and help prepare you and set you up for your next opportunity in the show notes below. Thank you for listening in this episode of Bench Talk. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Bench Talk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, rate, and review so we can bring you more great conversations. And speaking of conversations, do you want to keep the conversation going? Become a founding member this year and join me in C-Suite Success Society, our career mentorship program and community designed to support you on your career success journey. Details are in the show notes below.